Appendix E, targeting, and Army air support requests. Joint air power is an extension of fires and should be leveraged to the greatest extent possible. Identifying air support requirements, submitting air support requests, air sup recs, and synchronizing the effects of surface-to-surface fires with air-to-surface fires increases our effectiveness on the battlefield while simultaneously safeguarding friendly forces. This appendix provides an overview on the relationship between targeting and air sup recs and information necessary to plan, generate, submit, and track pre-planned air sup recs. Section 1. Air Support Request. To leverage joint air assets, Army echelons identify joint air support requirements during the planning steps of the operations process and the decide function of the Army targeting process. Joint air power can create effects that achieve objectives in support of the ground commander's concept of operations. When tactical Army echelons identify targets that require effects exceeding their organic capabilities, or when other requirements for joint air power are identified during the planning process, FSEs at echelon create air sup recs for submission to the supporting joint force air component. FSEs utilize the Army air ground system to submit air sup recs. FSEs at each echelon send air sup recs to their next higher headquarters for approval. Every Army echelon that receives air sup recs from a subordinate unit is responsible for approving or denying the request, verifying prioritization of each request, reprioritizing when necessary, merging the requests into a single air support list, and forwarding the air support list to their next higher headquarters. The Senior Army Headquarters, or JFLC headquarters, adjudicates air sup recs received and may generate additional air sup recs in sufficient time to be included in the JFC's Joint Targeting Cycle and the JFAC's Joint Air Tasking Cycle. For more information on the Army Air Ground System, see ATP 3-52.2. Air sup recs that support the JFC's objectives and are submitted in sufficient time to meet the suspense set by the JFC's battle rhythm are called pre-planned air sup recs. Pre-planned air sup recs may result in scheduled and on-call air missions on the ATO. Air missions planned and listed on the ATO in response to Army air sup recs are dedicated to support the Army unit specified in the air sup rec. Air sup recs submitted after the ATO has been published are called immediate air sup recs. Immediate air sup recs are supported with on-call air missions or by redirecting scheduled air missions that are already on the ATO. The procedures for tracking pre-planned air sup recs and their associated air missions are explained in Section 2 of this appendix. For more information on immediate air sup recs, see JP 3-09.3. Planned targets and air missions. Targeting seeks to create specific desired effects through lethal and non-lethal actions. There are two targeting categories, deliberate targeting and dynamic targeting. Deliberate targeting generally provides more planning time and a larger pool of resources to leverage against a target, while dynamic targeting is generally restricted by time, resources available, and command priorities. Deliberate targeting prosecutes planned targets. These targets are known to exist in the AO and have actions scheduled against them. Both scheduled and on-call targets are outputs of deliberate targeting. Scheduled targets exist in the AO and are located in sufficient time so that fires or other actions upon them occur at a specific planned time. On-call targets have actions planned, but not for a specific delivery time. The commander expects to locate these targets in sufficient time to execute planned actions. Scheduled air missions are planned to execute scheduled targets, while on-call air missions are planned for the execution of on-call targets. Both scheduled and on-call air missions are requested via the air sup rec process. For more information on targets and targeting, see FM 3-60. Scheduled targets are prosecuted with scheduled air missions. Scheduled targets are derived from the JFC Approved Joint Target List, JTL, and Restricted Target List, RTL. When scheduled targets are approved for execution by the JFC, they will be included on the Joint Integrated Prioritized List and sourced on the ATO for execution at a specific time. Scheduled air missions tasked to execute scheduled targets in support of the ground force have weapon loadouts tailored to achieve specific effects on targets. Scheduled air missions provide the greatest effects on targets but have the least flexibility for retasking and relatively short on-station times. On-call targets can be prosecuted with on-call air missions. On-call air missions will be listed on the ATO for a specific block of time as either airborne alert or ground alert. The block of time is determined based on the anticipated target type, disposition, composition, target location or target area, and friendly/enemy actions in or near the target area. Aircraft response times will also be listed on the ATO and must be accounted for in planning. Response times vary depending on the distance from the airbase to the mission/target area. And for ground alert type aircraft, the alert status time. Aircraft tasked to execute on-call air missions require planned airspace within which they can safely operate and communication with the supported ground force. On-call air missions provide a high level of flexibility in execution, longer planned on-station times, and weapon loadouts designed to be effective against multiple target types. Unscheduled and unanticipated targets, also referred to as targets of opportunity, are prosecuted via dynamic targeting. Scheduled air missions listed on the ATO can support dynamic targeting efforts only when those aircraft have been made available for retasking. Normally, every available on-call air mission should be utilized for dynamic targeting efforts prior to retasking scheduled air missions. A scheduled target has been planned, approved by the JFC, and given priority over other targets. When retasking scheduled air missions, the original scheduled target will not get executed as intended. Retasking scheduled air missions may negatively affect the success of future operations. For more information on dynamic targeting, see ATP 3-60.1. Nominating targets for execution via air support requests. Tactical Army echelons can nominate targets for execution via pre-planned air supreqs. Air supreqs should be populated with target data from the JFC-approved JTL and/or RTL. Army tactical echelons submit an air support list containing pre-planned air supreqs to their next headquarters for approval or denial. The air support list is transmitted via the USMTF D670 air supreq message. The preferred method of transmitting the air support list is electronically, utilizing the Army's digital FS command and control information system. Currently, this is the AFATADS. The Senior Army Headquarters submits the Army Air Support List to the BCD for processing. For more information on air support request forms and transmission methods, see JP 3-09.3. The BCD is the Army liaison, co-located at the supporting Joint Force Air Component Headquarters, normally the JOC. BCD responsibilities include submitting Army air supreqs to and coordinating air support requirements with the supporting Joint Force Air Component during planning stages of the Joint Air Tasking Cycle. For more information on the BCD, see JP 3-09 and ATP 3-09.13. The rationale and desired effects sections of each air supreq should clearly identify how the requested effects conform to the JFC's targeting guidance by referencing the specific operational and tactical objectives or tactical tasks they support. The table of prioritized tactical tasks and associated task codes is normally found in the Air Operations Directive. The Air Operations Directive is produced during Stage 1, Objectives, Effects, and Guidance, of the Joint Air Tasking Cycle, and is normally distributed to the Army by the BCD. Targets nominated for execution via air supreqs and resourced by Joint Force Assets or Joint Air Missions must meet validation criteria. Targets are validated and prioritized according to the weight of effort assigned by the JFC to those specific objectives and tasks as outlined in the JFC's plans and orders. Identifying within each air supreq the appropriate supported objectives or tasks enables the JFC's designated targeting oversight authority to validate and prioritize each target for inclusion on the JFC-approved Joint Integrated Prioritized Target List. For more information on joint targeting and the Joint Air Tasking Cycle, see JP 3-30 and JP 3-60. Army corps or divisions operating as tactical headquarters are the most appropriate echelons at which to update the rationale and desired effects sections of air supreqs. The rationale and desired effects fields of the USMTF D670 should clearly state which prioritized tactical task the AIRSUPREC supports by referencing the prioritized tactical task codes listed in the Air Operations Directive. Each Army echelon is responsible for verifying that all required information is clearly stated in the AIRSUPREC. Listing the prioritized tactical task codes in AIRSUPRECs assists with correct prioritization of Army targets nominated for execution. Pre-planned air support requests for scheduled targets, scheduled air missions. The normal suspense for nominating targets for execution via AIRSUPRECs is prior to Stage 2, target development, of the Joint Air Tasking Cycle. Air support list submission prior to Stage 2 is required to provide the targeting and effects team at the JOC time to verify collateral damage estimates and generate weapon aim points. Aim points are described as desired point of impact, joint desired point of impact, desired mean point of impact, and non-lethal reference points. AIRSUPRECs for scheduled air missions should be populated with target data, critical elements, from the JFC-approved JTL and or RTL. Army target nominations submitted prior to Stage 2, target development, may be resourced by the following scheduled air missions. CAS, AI. Pre-planned air support requests for on-call targets, on-call air missions. The normal suspense for submitting AIRSUPRECs for on-call air missions is prior to Stage 3, weaponeering and allocation of the Joint Air Tasking Cycle. Air support list submission prior to Stage 3 is required to provide the Master Air Attack Plan team at the JOC the time necessary to conduct weaponeering. The Master Air Attack Plan team also works with joint airspace planners to ensure airspace is planned for each air mission. When requesting on-call air missions, Army units should clearly identify which tactical objective and tactical task the air mission will support. It is highly recommended to add any additional target information to the remarks section of the USMTF D670 AIRSUPREC message to include target type, size, composition, disposition, and target area. AIRSUPRECs for on-call air missions must be within the tolerance of the JFC's air apportionment decision and the JFAC's air allocation guidance for the planned ATO period. See JP 3-30 for more information on the Joint Air Tasking Cycle. AIRSUPRECs for on-call air missions are not processed during the Joint Targeting Cycle and are not required to contain data from the Modernized Integrated Database, JTL, or RTL. AIRSUPRECs for on-call air missions are submitted to the Joint Force as part of the Army Air Support List. AIRSUPRECs for on-call air missions submitted prior to Stage 3, weaponeering and allocation, may be resourced by the following on-call air missions. XCAS, XINT, Airborne Alert, CAS, AI. GCAS, GINT, Ground Alert, CAS, AI. EW, Targeting, Air Support Requests, and Air Ground Operations. The targeting and pre-planned AIRSUPREC processes are crucial to the success of air ground operations. Commanders conduct air ground operations to make use of available combat power from the land and air domains to accomplish missions and defeat enemy forces. The goal of air ground operations is to safely integrate surface-to-surface fires and air-to-surface fires while delivering effects on targets that achieve commanders' objectives. Identifying requirements for joint air power during the targeting process, clearly stating what effects the commander wants to achieve, how the requested effects support the JFC's objectives, and submitting the associated AIRSUPRECs to the supporting air component are critical tasks that must be accomplished at the appropriate Army echelon. Identifying requirements for air support during targeting and conducting effective air ground operations provides commanders the ability to create and exploit advantages against enemy forces. The use of joint air power supports air ground operations and provides certain benefits when compared to traditional surface-to-surface fires. Ordnance delivered by fixed-wing aircraft are predominantly precision-guided and have low probability of error, resulting in less chance of fratricide and collateral damage while achieving lethal effects on targets. Aircraft are more effective against mobile, armored targets, and can engage targets of opportunity immediately upon discovery during a mission. Pilots can provide BDA and additional intelligence via in-flight reports during or shortly after target engagements, enabling commanders to make well-informed decisions. Traditional surface-to-surface fires also support air-ground operations by providing specific target engagements to suppress enemy air defense systems. Surface-to-surface fires can provide simultaneous precision strikes of targets at long ranges that aircraft cannot attack without significant risk. Section 2. Air Support Request Numbering Process. Each AirSup rec requires a unique number for tracking, processing, and pairing with the tasked air mission or missions. The Army Air Support list can't be processed digitally at the JOC unless each AirSup rec in the list is correctly numbered. AirSup rec numbers are a required field in the USMTF D670 AirSup rec message. AirSup rec numbers are also a recognized field by which C2 information systems can sort the ATO, allowing requesting units to quickly locate information about which aircraft have been tasked to support them. Army echelons that don't use AirSup recs to nominate targets for execution should assign AirSup rec numbers to each target nominated for execution. This will aid in identifying on the ATO which air missions are servicing Army-nominated targets. The Senior Army Headquarters is responsible for establishing AirSup rec numbers for use by Army units. Units are assigned a series of AirSup rec numbers via the Operations Order, OPORD, Annex D, Fires, Appendix 5, Air Support. While AirSup rec numbers do not originate in the special instructions, they may be published in special instructions to ensure joint force visibility. The AirSup rec number is comprised of two letters which identify the ATO day, three letters that identify the requesting unit, and a three-digit sequence number. AirSup recs are planned for specific ATO days. The AirSup rec number uses its first two characters to identify which ATO day joint air power and effects are requested for. The next three letters identify the specific Army unit that is submitting the AirSup rec. The first letter identifies the Senior Army Headquarters, for example, Theater Army, JFLC. The second letter identifies the Upper Echelon Tactical Headquarters, Corps or Division. The third letter identifies the Lower Echelon Tactical Headquarters, Division or Brigade. The two-letter ATO day designation is created by assigning the number of the month and day to their corresponding letters in the alphabet. Since January is the first month of the year and A is the first letter of the alphabet, January would be designated as A, February B, March C, etc. The first day of the month would also use the letter A, resulting on January 1st being annotated as ATO day AA, and January 26th being annotated as ATO day AZ. When the date of the month exceeds the number 26, the second letter starts over at A. The three-letter unit identification portion of the AirSup rec number is used to identify the requesting unit. The first letter signifies the Senior Army Headquarters. The Senior Army Headquarters is the highest Army echelon of command, for example, Theater Army or JFLC. Each unit is assigned a letter that represents their headquarters. The second letter in the unit identification of the AirSup rec number indicates the Upper Echelon Tactical Headquarters. If an Army Corps is operating in a tactical role, this letter should identify the Army Corps where the request originated. If the Corps is not operating as a tactical headquarters, then an Army division should be the Upper Echelon Tactical Headquarters. The third letter in the unit identification of the AirSup rec number indicates the Lower Echelon Tactical Headquarters. When operating beneath a tactical corps headquarters, the third letter should identify the tactical division headquarters where the request originated. In the absence of a tactical corps headquarters, the third letter should identify the brigade within the division that submitted the AirSup rec. When Army divisions operating as upper echelon tactical headquarters submit AirSup recs in support of a maneuver brigade's operations, the third letter may be used to identify the brigade being supported. The last three characters in the AirSup rec number are used as sequence numbers, identifying the number of the request submitted by the unit. The numbers do not represent the type of air mission. An example of an AirSup rec submitted by 82nd Airborne Division for March 1, 2023, with 18th Airborne Corps as their headquarters, operating in the CENTCOM AOR, would have the following AirSup rec number assigned. CA-CDC-001. CA is the ATO day the AirSup rec is planned for, March 1, 2023. CDC identifies the requesting unit. RSENT, 18th Airborne Corps, 82nd Airborne Division. 001 identifies the air sup rack as the first request submitted by 82nd Airborne Division. FM 3-09, 12 August 2024, by order of the Secretary of the Army, Randy A. George, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff, Official. Signed, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.